Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and everybody that watches. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program. It's our purpose to speak on the things in God's Word, and if any time you have a question or a comment, or maybe a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to study on the program, feel free to contact us. You can do so at the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. In our study this morning, we want to consider the question, who did your religion please? Why do people do what they do in matters of religion? I often ask myself this question. Paul asked the question of religious motivation when he wrote to the Christians of Galatia. In Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10, he says, "For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." First, not all who are religious have the right motivation. Second, the wrong motivation to be religious leads to religious error. And third, the right motivation in religion is necessary for one to be right with the Lord. So I think it's a good question to ask, who does a religion please? There are many who are religious to please others. Perhaps they belong to a particular church because they're trying to please their parents or their grandparents or their children or their husband or their wife or some good friend or maybe their client or maybe even their boss. King Ahab sought to please his wife in 1 Kings 21, verse 25, but there were none like unto Ahab which did sell himself to work the wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. Down through the years, I have seen the motives of those exposed in that their religion did seek to please others. I've known of those who become religious for a while simply to please their future husband or wife. And then after getting married, one day they decide they don't care about pleasing their husband or wife anymore, and they're not religious anymore. I heard of a fellow who was baptized and joined a particular church and started selling insurance to everyone in the church that he could. When he ran out of clients in the church to sell insurance to, he stopped attending church. The last that was heard of him, he had joined a bigger church for more possible clients. He was religious to please others so that he might sell them insurance. You know, Jesus warns about those who practice religion to please men. He said, "Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have the glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not your left hand know what your right hand does, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father that seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, do not pray as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into the closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, do not use vain repetition, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be ye not therefore like them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask." See, this warning applies to those who practice their religion to please their family. In Matthew 10 and verse 37, Jesus said, "He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Do we practice our religion to be seen of others? Do we do it to be pleasing others? What about ourselves? You know, Moses warned the Jews in seeking to please themselves in their religion. In Deuteronomy 12 and verse 8, "You shall not do after all of the things that you do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes." See, but time and time again, that's exactly what they did. They were religious, but their religion was to please themselves, not to please God. In fact, during the period of the Judges, there was a lot of religion practiced, but, like in so many passages in the book of Judges, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. When Saul failed to destroy the Amalekites as the Lord had commanded, remember, he had all sorts of excuses. But what it really came down to was that Saul wanted to do what Saul wanted to do. And we read of this in 1 Samuel chapter 15. The example of Jews left in the land after the destruction of Jerusalem. You know, Jeremiah was told to tell them what God wanted them to do. Jeremiah 42 and verse 6, "Whether it was pleasing or displeasing, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we send you, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God." You know, these words sound like so many today, but what they actually did was to please themselves. When Jeremiah told them what the Lord commanded, they rebelled against the Lord, and they did what they wanted. And then we think about King Jeroboam. Why was King Jeroboam's false religion accepted so quickly by the people of Israel? Remember, Jeroboam set up golden calves. He had altars in the northernmost city in Israel, in Dan, and one in the southern city of Bethel. The gods were false. The altars were false. The priests were false. The whole religion stunk to the high heavens. We read of all of this in 1 Kings chapter 12. Well, why did so many Israelites accept it without a complaint? Well, Jeroboam knew they would accept it because their religion was to please themselves, not God. In fact, in 1 Kings 12, we read in verse 28 that Jeroboam said unto them, "It's too much for you to go to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt." So all Jeroboam had to do to convert these people to a false religion was to make it more convenient for them. You know, how many today belong to a particular church because it pleases them? You know, I think a lot of them are like Ricky Nelson's song that he sung called "Garden Party." He said, "Singing can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself." This, I believe, is the religion of many today. It's a religion of, a religion by, and a religion for self. The worshipper's words may confess, "I worship God," but their deeds ignore God. It's pretty well stated in Titus 1 and verse 16. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him. Their religion is founded upon what I think, or what I feel, and what I believe. Perhaps they want convenience. Perhaps they want the church to entertain their children. Perhaps they want to be entertained themselves. Perhaps they want their religion to have plenty of social activities to keep them busy. You know, many times, and I think the number is increasing all of the time, many times have I had those who have asked not about what the church teaches, not about what the church lessons and classes are about, but they ask about what social and recreational programs the church has for them and for their children. You see, their motive, their interest, and their desires are evident. They want Jeroboam's religion of convenience to please themselves. So they're not seeking to please God. Is our religion to please God? Well, you know, the Lord Jesus always did what was pleasing to the Father. His life was entirely determined by the will of God for him, and doing that will, he found pleasure. In John 4, verse 34, John 5, verse 30, and in John 6, and verse 38, he pleased the Father. Let's look at John 8 and verse 29. "He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." Do you always seek and do those things that please God? When you seek to please others or yourself rather than God, the potter is no longer with you, even if what you are doing is considered to be religious. Jesus did not live selfishly to please himself. In Romans chapter 15, verse 3, for even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. Do we seek to please God in our religion? God was pleased under the law of Moses for those who sought to please him. In Isaiah 56 and verse 4, for thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. See, this should always be our aim. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 9, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. You know, how we speak should be to please God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which tries our souls. You know, how we walk, I mean, how we live our lives, should be to please God. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. That's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 1. What pleases God? Well, faith is one. Hebrews 11 and verse 6, for without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But another thing that pleases God is obedience. You know, there are so many whose real motive in religion are revealed on this point. When someone begins denigrating obedience to the will of God and speaking of a higher spirituality, you can be sure that their concept of religion and spirituality is whatever pleases them and whatever makes them feel good, not doing what pleases God. This is what I call pseudo-spirituality, which emphasizes a person's feelings above what God commands. In 1 John 3 and verse 22, whatsoever you ask, you receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Another thing about what pleases God is good works, doing his will. In Hebrews 13 verse 21, you make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Also in Colossians 1 and verse 10, that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. What does not please God? Well, sin certainly does not. In 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 5, but with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. In Romans 8 and verse 8, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You see, friends, each of us need to search and examine our hearts. Again, remind ourselves of Galatians 1 and verse 10. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please him? For if I yet pleased him, I should not be the servant of Christ. Whose religion does you please? Praise be to you, the time is gone. We appreciate so much your listening, and we hope that you'll tune in again. Until then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and we now return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.